USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Former President Trump is weighing in on a partial government shutdown. The former president telling NBC's Meet the Press he would support a government shutdown if there's no fair deal to cut spending.
We have to save our country. We have $35 trillion in debt. We have to save our country.
So you would shut down the government? You'd support that?
I'd shut down the government if they can't make an appropriate deal, absolutely.
The UAW is continuing their strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells CBS's Face the Nation that she feels empathy for workers and says everyone deserves to make a decent living.
All workers, everybody in this country benefits when workers are paid well.
President Biden is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Thursday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the meeting comes at a critical time. This as the administration is pushing for more of your tax dollars to head to Ukraine to fund the nation's war against Russia. New York City is struggling to handle the influx of illegal immigrants. New York Republican Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, among other lawmakers, was recently heckled by protesters at a press conference. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik joins Fox News Sunday and says,
"This is a catastrophe of Democrats making in New York State, and they're going to feel the pain at the ballot box because 81% of New Yorkers, that includes Democrats as well, are very concerned and think this is a serious issue that New York is facing."
The United Nations says the death toll from flooding in northeastern Libya is at least 11,300, and another 10,000 people are missing. Rescuers are continuing to claw through debris and trying to find survivors in buildings torn apart by last week's unprecedented flooding. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Reaction is continuing to come in to the Texas State Senate Saturday voting to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton on all counts in his impeachment trial. Paxton was facing removal from office over allegations including bribery and misuse of public resources. After the vote, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for changes in protocol to prevent such proceedings from coming before the Senate.
Our founders expected better. It should have never happened this year. And hopefully it doesn't again, unless we address this in the Constitution.
The upside can now be in you instead of under you.
The Emmy Award-winning series Stranger Things from Netflix has released a line of 7 ice cream flavors inspired by the Scoops Ahoy ice cream shop that's featured in the show's 3rd season. The new frozen treats, appropriately dubbed Scoops Ahoy ice cream, available exclusively at Walmart. Those 7 flavors are supposedly okay, including one made with activated charcoal. Taste testers say they aren't thrilled with the flavor, and it actually stains their teeth. I'm Corey Myers.
And with no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing for Monday is set for an estimated $652 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.